the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin recently created a petition to raise awareness of how toy guns affect black communities.
The petition is called Black Moms and Grandmothers Against Toy Guns. It hopes to convince parents to stop buying toy guns for their kids. Studies show that the rate of gun-related deaths among black Americans is much higher than the national average. Our guest says having children play with toy guns contributes to the problem.
Patricia McManus is the president and CEO of the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin. Patricia, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Well, what led the Black Health Coalition to create this petition?
Well, I think, you know, we're trying to find multiple ways of doing things, you know, on a very serious issue. And so we start talking, looking culturally at, you know, the relationship between moms and their boys and grandmas and their boys. And we're like, well, what could they really do? And we thought, well, this would be something simple, because I think what happens, I'm thinking, you know, 50 years ago when we tried to stop smoking, and, you know, you look at it now, and obviously I'm hoping this occurs sooner, but it's a beginning of a start for people to think, well, yeah, I shouldn't, you know, my grandson shouldn't be doing that, or my son shouldn't be doing that plan, because it's too dangerous now. And certainly the few episodes now of young boys getting killed when they have toy guns, that just escalated. So it's one of many ways that we can begin to address this. And I think we've gotten, I mean, we're starting it. It hasn't taken off yet. But when we talk to people, I think people think, well, yeah, that's something that can be done. I think if other people look at it, I saw this on, well, that's not going to, no, it's not going to do it by itself. But it just gets you thinking about the whole adage of toy guns. You know, you gave boys guns, you gave girls dolls. I mean, so that's what folks grew up on, and we need to change that dynamic and not have them playing with toy guns.
What do you want signers of this petition to do?
Well, it says to just bring awareness. I think by signing it, people are encouraging people not to play with guns. I was just looking on it, and I saw one lady who signed, says, well, she's, you know, I'm a Latina. She said, I'm not a mom, and I'm Latina, but, you know, this is more of the black issue, and she's absolutely right. It's just getting people to talk and to become aware of it. That's the first move towards behavior change, is when people become aware of what they can do and what that means if your son is or your grandson is playing with guns. And that really is beyond just the African-American community, but certainly since the statistics you quoted and the ones we know so well, we're really interested in getting people to just become aware. I mean, we've been doing this for 25 years in terms of having people be aware of different health issues, and we found that many in our community, they look at it and they say, oh, well, that makes sense. And I think the majority of people will.
Now, I notice you've included mothers and grandmothers. First of all, why include grandmothers in this?
Well, because for African-Americans, and again, I always have to caveat that so people think, oh, she just means that. But I know for my community, an African-American community, grandmothers play a very, very special, important role to their children, especially their boys. And so that's why I thought, because when we originally talked about it, we said moms. We were just going to have moms. But we're like, yeah, but grandmas are kind of special, and they're special to their boys in terms of how they see their grandmothers. And we just thought that would just be another adage in terms of having grandmothers get involved, too, because they're the ones many times that end up burying their sons, and they end up with helping to take care of the grandson. So, again, after doing some informal testing the waters out there, people thought it should be both.
And then how come not gearing it also toward fathers, grandfathers?
Well, and actually, we think that that's probably what's going to happen. But we thought many times so much stuff now is being geared towards fathers and the whole new men movement of trying to get men more involved if they didn't think they were involved. So we just thought that this would be a unique way of going at it. But it doesn't mean that fathers can't sign the petition or begin to look at, well, yeah, given this, I shouldn't be buying guns or my son's playing with guns. We think more indirectly it still will get to them, but we just wanted to use the moms and grandmas.
We're talking about a petition now from the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin called Black Moms and Grandmothers Against Toy Guns, talking with Patricia McManus, president and CEO of the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin. And Patricia, do you think there is a direct correlation between toy guns and real life later violence and issues with guns?
Oh, I think absolutely. I also think that even when somebody's not thinking that way, I I think I mentioned to somebody else who interviewed me about this, was this last summer at my house. I looked out the door, and there was this, he couldn't have been more than 8 or 9, and he was standing like I have a side drive, and he was standing in my driveway, and he had his hands down to the side, but then I realized he had something in his hand, and it was a gun. Now, I realized later that it was a toy gun, but he was mimicking it just like it was a regular gun. And I could see, and by the time I went to say something to him, I think somebody else said something, and he kind of ran off. But, we, you know, as adults, they mimic what we do, and it's just dangerous. And I was that just really kind of triggered me as well to be like, oh, my God. Now they're walking around, somebody they saw with a gun, and like I said, down to their side, like they were just ready to use it. That was just very scary.
Guns are all over our culture right now, in TV shows and movies and video games. They're part of the fabric. Do you think it's realistic that a petition like this can have an effect?
Well, I do, and it's not going to have an effect on everybody, but I think it can affect a portion for our community. There was a big discussion going on in one of the radio stations today about more people getting guns because of, if they're in living in areas where there's a lot of gun violence or violence. Then you've got the ones who are committing the violence, then you've got the ones who feel more necessary about taking care of themselves. And we've also had injuries where children have gotten hold of real guns and have shot themselves or shot somebody else, a sister or brother. And so it's all about just having them aware if they're going to have guns, keep them safe, keep them locked, not from their children, and that they can say, no, this is not something you play with. You give them a toy to me. You give them a toy gun, you give them a mixed message. And then they just think, boy, if I can go ahead and get a real gun, they don't necessarily see that. So yeah, I mean, it's not a silver bullet, but you got to start somewhere. And it's just the beginning of a dialogue and a discussion. Well, and I know in our community, even if we just have a discussion, people start, oh, yeah, people will agree with it, some people won't. But it's getting people to think about it.
Well, let's say that this is successful. Let's say that 5 years from now, you've got fewer toy guns played with by kids, by boys and girls, and parents and grandmothers not buying them. What do you think might change in society, particularly in African-American culture, if there weren't guns, toy guns?
Well, I think if... Well, it will not, even if that does it and there are less guns, we still have a lot more problems within our community. But I think it will at least give people the idea that they can do something about it. Because right now, I think most of the conversations that we have, I hear moms and even dads just like, you know, what can we do about this? And so I think if they begin to see some success and success that they're part of, that I think it can move forward. And then this whole issue, like I said, we live in a gun culture, and I know trying to get people, there's some folks who just grew up with guns, and there are people in urban areas who didn't grow up with guns, but they're starting to do that now. And so hopefully we can just stem that tide somewhat and deal with, there are other forms of violence that we have in our community we've got to deal with as well, but clearly guns are just a major piece of it.
Now, yesterday on the show, we talked a bit about the large number of illegal guns on Milwaukee streets. There were over 600 illegal guns taken off the streets this year in Milwaukee. Did you think about focusing on gun issues directly instead of on toy guns?
Well, I mean, again, we've been part of movements by other groups who've taken the lead on other things. So this is just us dealing with this part of it. This part is what we did. But, yeah, but we're very much involved in other groups within the community that are looking at other forms of violence, including guns, and wanting to get guns off the street. And our organization has been working with, now we work with three different police districts in terms of putting out information and helping, trying to get people to understand about what's happening and getting guns, where they're buyback programs, where they're getting people who, many times they're illegal guns, or because people maybe can't qualify to get a regular gun. To get them to understand, still, if you have a gun, it's got to be, you got to figure out, you got kids around, you have a responsibility to those kids. So, yeah, so absolutely. I mean, we see many, many things going on, and I'm born and raised in Milwaukee, and just amazed at the change over the decades in terms of guns that we never knew about. My father had a gun in the house. I never knew about it. As kids, we never knew about it. That's part of the change in that. They're more open now. Folks will walk around the house with guns. They show them to kids. they, you know, all these kinds of things. And that's the kind of thing we want to try to get at. But we certainly recognize that we've also, the illegal guns, people just getting guns now because we have this concealed carry law that, you know, we don't have time to get into that. But there's a lot of political and policy issues that make it very difficult for communities that are distressed along a lot of other issues. And so, we work with that. We work with a lot of people, a lot of different issues, not just one. We can't look at one part of it.
Patricia, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Patricia McManus, president of the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin, talking about the group's petition opposing toy guns.